Dozens of school administrators filed into a legislative hearing room until it was hard to move today. Pewaukee School Superintendent Joanne Sternke told lawmakers that Common Core standards should stay put since they're already working for her students. But she said her biggest worry is what might happen if state government gets more involved in writing standards.
We worry that it will be politicized. That is our worry at this point in time. We have grave worries about that.
The bill would set up a new board made up of appointees from the legislature, the governor, and the state superintendent that would have to approve all education standards. It's being pushed by Tea Party groups and conservative lawmakers who view Common Core as a federal overreach, like Jeremy Thiesfeldt, a Republican from Fond du Lac.
Our schools exist for many reasons, but the primary reason is to pass the keys of freedom to the next generation.
Thiesfeldt contends Common Core violates that. One of the parents who showed up to testify, Tracy Rath of Pewaukee, says she doesn't like the way her school teaches her daughter.
We turn back now because this is the only chance we have to turn back.
But teacher Terry Caldesol of the Kettle Moraine School District sought to dispel that idea. While Common Core standards may be decided federally, he says the way to meet those goals is still decided locally for students like his.
The curriculum was determined by my district, by my school board. The texts were determined by me. And the question that my students need to answer today was determined by me.
For all the attention this plan is getting, it might be dead this session. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says it's unlikely to pass in its current form. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.